Good morning. Today is March 4, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The dollar lost momentum overnight, effectively ending the two-day rally it experienced earlier this week. The shift comes as new trade concerns emerge surrounding shipping activity in the Strait of Hormuz, where tankers have reportedly been held up. At the same time, markets are reacting negatively to the possibility that a blanket 15.0% tariff on most imports could soon be imposed. Overall, the dollar's traditional role as a safe haven asset appears to be fading somewhat, as investors continue to question the outlook for global economic growth. Recent evidence suggests that the fourth quarter represented a notable slowdown, which is also weighing on sentiment. Energy markets remain volatile as developments in the Middle East continue to unfold. The White House indicated that the U.S. Navy could potentially escort oil tankers if conditions worsen. It is worth noting that the Strait of Hormuz is not only critical for oil shipments, but also for other key materials including fertilizer and aluminum, meaning disruptions could have broader supply chain implications. On the data front, the U.S. labor market showed modest improvement this morning. The February ADP employment change report showed payroll growth of 63,000, exceeding expectations of 50,000. Looking ahead today, markets will be watching the S&P Global U.S. Composite Purchasing Managers Index, scheduled for release at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Later in the afternoon, at 2 p.m. Eastern, the Federal Reserve will release its Beige Book, which could provide additional insight into economic conditions across the country and potentially move markets. Now let's turn to Europe. The euro moved higher after recently falling to its weakest level since mid-January, as the rush into the U.S. dollar began to fade. Several economic indicators helped support the shared currency. The HEAP Eurozone Composite Purchasing Managers Index delivered an expansionary reading, while January's Producer Price Index came in at 0.7%, more than triple the expected 0.2%. European markets are also closely watching developments in the Middle East. Several nations are reportedly urging the United States to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution, as concerns grow that prolonged conflict could cause further economic disruption. In emerging markets, the Mexican peso recovered this morning, climbing nearly 1.0% after posting its worst daily performance since April 2025, just a day earlier. With limited major economic data releases, the peso has largely been driven by headlines, as traders and investors look for signs of potential geopolitical resolution. Across the Pacific Rim, the Korean won weakened sharply, falling to a 17-year low following a significant sell-off in the country's stock market. The exchange has already seen roughly $430.0 billion in value erased so far this week. Given that many of Asia's manufacturing hubs rely heavily on trade through the Middle East, disruptions in the region are raising concerns about production capacity and supply chains. The impact is being felt globally, with the MSCI Emerging Markets Currency Index now down 1.5% from its all-time peak reached on January 27. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, markets will be paying close attention to several key data releases. On Friday, we will see Eurozone gross domestic product figures, along with the highly anticipated U.S. non-farm payrolls report, scheduled for 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.